Hello, is this Julie Lennard?
Sorry?
Is this Julie Lennard?
No.
Who am I speaking to?
Can I?
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Jackie Carter, calling please.
Jackie, yeah? And you work for Hugh Gill Solicitor Firm. Are you a director and assistant director in the company?
No, I work for Jenny Lennard, who's the assistant director for...
Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
And what's it regarding?
It's regarding an application that Miss Sally Gilhurst put together, which is illegally holding me in my house. It was fraudulently put together. It's missing all of the victim's signatures. All the time stamps are wrong. I've continuously recorded her throughout since 2014, asking her to rectify the case. There's a simple option available to all of us, which protects the police, me and your company or her company assistants. And that simple thing is that the application was for the organisation of a legal raise. I never got arrested for it, yeah? So I should have been arrested for saying that was illegal. I went to court after a year of her trying to get an application on me, an injunction order for the ASBO. The three judges threw the case out and said they wouldn't deal with it. Yeah, she couldn't get the injunction on me. Finally...
Did you say Sally Gilchrist?
Yes, that's correct.
Actually, right, yeah, that's not Jenny Lender section. You need to write to us at the address and put it all in a letter of complaint. Or look on the website.
May I explain something to you, madam? Yeah, this is what I'm just trying to do, resolve the problem right now. Yeah, I've been speaking to her for a long time on the phone and recording the conversation, explaining to her that there's no timestamps, and that the timestamps all go backwards. That the in the CADs they all say 99. And what actually happened is a load of police officers pretended that I threw an event for it, six events, tried to make me be a super grass and grass three people up that I knew while I was on curfew and I couldn't have thrown the parties, and three kids that could have been your kids that were next generation. I've been building Bliss Charity, working with Kids Set for Cerebral Palsy. I've been doing everything legit because I was on curfew anyway. Yeah, so now she set me up and tried to make me be a supergrass. I was missing all. They added all of the CADs in for Progress Way. That's why the timestamps all go back for Progress Way. Lied about another party that was on the same day and put all the CADs from the other party in for my one. They blocked all of the locations out, but forgot to block the X to Y grid number. So when I checked them, it showed the other party, the other location. I went to court, kept going to court saying, listen, drop the case under trespass because all the police officers have said that there's sections on the doors and you ain't talked about money in the application, which is a breach under the licensing act. Now, by her doing that, it's just an error in law and nobody loses their job. If I walk into the police station after them and follow a complaint of corruption, then that's up to me, yeah? But I put it on the table as a person that wants to be a valid person in my community and don't want to damage loads of people's lives. I just wanted the keys to the park, yeah? To be able to hold legal events and pay my taxes. I set up the companies to do that and a charity, a CIC Incorporated Association I wanted to build. I built them all. I built a new model constitution and everything, yeah? I've done a lot. Yeah, but if I write to her, I've made a website right now, yeah, and I've made a live website right now, and it's got all the evidence of all me calling all the call centre right now, and let down the phone again, you're a black bastard, you're being robbed. We don't care about you, Simon. I've got loads of recordings, not one, I've got over 100 recordings. Yeah, I've got all my medical notes, me talking to all the clinic, and then set up this. Now, I made a proper website. I'm going to go public with it. I've got 20 million emails here, yeah, over 500,000 phone numbers, and I've just built a Wix website, fully loaded. I'm good at coding, and I've coded everything, hard-coded it. I'm going to make sure that they have to leave the country themselves if they do not act as reasonable people. This is neglect, and due diligence is what you're supposed to act within your stature. No, all you have to do is you have the application in your hat, in the offices. Sorry, it's not. I'm tongue-tied and I've got a speech impairment. It's my disability under the 1998 Act. I'm tongue-tied in real life. I've not had the tongue snip under my tongue. I'm not being rude to you. I don't ever mean to be rude to you. I'd never be rude to a woman. I've got belt marks all down my legs from my dad beating me and my mum. I've never touched. I've never argued with a woman yet in my life other than trying to resolve these problems with yourselves. Yeah, I've never argued with my partner Shannon. I've never argued with anybody in my life. Yeah. Because of the belt marks on my legs and the person that made me be here. They picked on the wrong person here and set me up for a sex scandal that I've never done yet. I've got all the emails and texts of me talking to Shannon up to 2016 and that Sally done this in my name with Ed Sheeran and the rest of it, yeah, to make me, to cover up because I kept winding up the call centre, which I've got the recordings for, saying, talking how I'm talking to you. So they've done a sex scandal in mine and Shannon's name. While we're together for 2 years, they destroyed our lives.
Yeah.
Gone and got social services to take the kid from her. I've had my neighbours attacking me every day, banging at me, which I've been recording, and the police won't be telling me. You're a reasonable person. You've got statutory duties and you work under a constitution. And you work for litigation, and the second that someone tells you a graded issue, yeah, well, if you're a legal secretary to what company? To the Metropolitan Police. So you, if I tell you, I'm a call for services, CFS, we're calling you under my NSIR, under the CD counter rules, I'm telling you as an employee, under your statutory duties, that there's fraudulent activity under the 2006 Company Act, and that your company is working in joint circular in motion, and that I'm having malfeasance of public office. I'm explaining to you these things on the phone. I'm recording this conversation. I'm telling you I can't read and write. I can't. So I'm asking you to take into effect for my disabilities. I'm recording you, Jackie, now, yeah, and I'm going to transcribe this up and put it into my report. I write to you, there's no turning back from it being wrote. No, I'm telling you I can't read and write. I'm telling you I'm disabled and I can't read and write.